You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Great form by you hitting play on this podcast. Now, check out Same Racer, the brand new racing app for same race multi tips. Same Racer. Download from the App Store and Google Play. Powered by Bluebet.
Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Murray goes away to Cody Walker. Early kick chasing through. Joy Arrow. It was a bow and arrow for Joy. The kick was perfect for Cody Walker. And Joy Arrow pounced on it. And they might just have pounced on a semi-final victory.
Yeah, it's a dangerous left side there for the Rabbitohs, and this man scored a try and forming a really good combination with Cody Walker on that left-hand side. He's one of the show favourites as well, South back row. Joy Arrow joins us on Sports Day. How are you, Joy?
No, good, boys. Thanks for making me feel good.
Now, that game last week, I know you don't want to probably focus on it too much because you've only got a game 2 days away, but did that game feel like it went for a whole week?
Yeah, it did. It did, Sats. It was full on. It obviously had everything in it. I knew the emotions and the crowd was going to get into it. The emotions were high. The physicality of the game was high, but it did. It felt like it went forever, especially in that second half when the lungs are hanging out and you just want the game to be over. It sort of dragged on for a fair bit, but no doubt as a fan looking in, it was probably a good spectacle to watch.
I know there was a lot at stake, of course, a knockout final and then that Rabbits and Roosters rivalry. But early on in the game, being on the field, could you tell there was that extra bit of intensity in that game?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially it being a do-or-die footy game, it was everything on the line. And as I said before, it had absolutely everything. 17 binnings, 1,000 head-high tackles and... we had a packed crowd there as well. The atmosphere was unreal, but we're just sort of glad we could get that one done and dusted. And there was a lot of nerves and a lot of emotion before the game. So it was just good to get the win so we can move to, I suppose, the next job.
You've been there, Jai, 3 years now at the Bunnies. Do you still get surprised just how hyped up everyone is around your clashes with the Roosters?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's something that I didn't really know about coming down to the club was how much rivalry there actually was and how much the fans and not only the fans but the club actually cared about, you know, that game. And it's always a fiery, it's always, I suppose, a good contest and a contest that no doubt Roosters and Rabbitohs fans, they enjoy watching that. Obviously, the two co-founded clubs in rugby league, go toe-to-toe. And I didn't really know much about it till I come down, but I've sort of got to know the history, sort of got to know, you know, what goes on between the two clubs and the hatred and stuff like that. So it's definitely an enjoyable game to play in and play against, even though probably the last one that we just played was a bit of a weird one, but an enjoyable one as well.
Absolutely, yeah. No prisoners in that game. Hey, now you're a senior player and a rep player. Was there a point there where you and the other senior guys were trying to settle everyone down? And if, you know, how did you do that? How do you try to get everyone just to play footy to concentrate on the game?
It was actually a very different one for me. I haven't been nervous for a game in maybe 2 years. And I remember going to the stadium and I started to get nervous and I thought, this is really weird. And didn't know what to do. I just didn't feel right and feel like I was really nervous and I started having a lot of emotions start to go through me. And as soon as we kicked off, it just felt like my legs went to jelly and fatigued straight away and was under the pump straight away as soon as the game started. So it was a bit of a weird one for me. And it got better as the game went on, but at the start, I could tell you after our first defensive set, which we started in defence, I was my ass was hanging out and I didn't know. I felt weird. So I don't know if it was just it being the first finals game of the year, whether it was that, or whether it was just the emotion playing in a knockout final against the Roosters. But yeah, I didn't do anything different. I didn't really do anything to change my preparation. It was, I think it was the occasion and how big the crowd was, and it had a little bit of an Origin vibe to it. And with the senior players, that everyone just sort of went about their business. But everyone, I think, speaking to a lot of the boys, they sort of felt the same, that there was a lot of differences in that game. So yeah, it's a bit of a weird one.
I'm just shocked, given that you've played in Grand Final, last year's Grand Final, you played Origin, that you're saying that's the most nervous you've been in well, maybe forever in a footy game.
It's
first week of the finals. Wow, that's, yeah, I don't know how.
Yeah,
to...
it was. That's what I mean. It was weird. Honestly, looking back, I can't really remember, but looking back at the Grand Final last year and even Origin this year, I wouldn't say I was overly nervous. I was more excited. But last week, yeah, I was very nervous and even felt a bit weird. And I had one of my physios yesterday actually said to me, "You seem different." He said, before the game against the Roosters, were you nervous or something? And I said, yeah, you're spot on there.
Well, you've got that one out of the way, darling. Yeah. They're probably new stadium as well. There's so much involved. Now, when you talk about there's so much emotion, Joy, and in the game, before the game, during the game, post-game, a lot of excitement. Is Jason Demetrio and the playing group the sort of group to say, right here, we've got to ground ourselves and level out again? Or do you just try and ride the wave of emotion?
No, I think... You touched on the head there. JD's been, he's done a tremendous job in sort of getting us back focused on the job ahead. And we've got one job at a time at the moment, and that's Cronulla this week. But, we've played, I suppose, the first final last week. There was obviously that emotion. So hopefully that helps and the emotion goes out of it, because I feel like you can fatigue pretty quickly when you're playing on emotion. But it's just getting ourselves right on the training paddock, doing all the right things and training well through this week to get ready for a good defensive team in Cronulla.
Latrell, Joy, I mean, I'm mesmerised by him. One, he's just a massive human and a great athlete, but he's just got this vibe and this aura about him that he's just thriving in this environment. Is he like that internally as well? He's got that swagger?
Yeah, absolutely. And with Latrell, is what you see is what you get. The way he carries himself off the field is the way he carries himself on the field. And I suppose from the outside looking in, some people would maybe call that arrogance, but it's not arrogance at all. I think it's a confidence in himself to perform well, and the confidence that he brings our side gets everyone else up. So to have him in our side, I just want Latrell to be Latrell, and he can do what he wants if he wants to continue to play the way he is, because he's such a handy person to have in your side.
How difficult is going through a final series when you're coming from outside the top four and it's sudden death each week? Or is that maybe not so nerve-wracking from now on in, because you're probably, you're going to be the underdogs?
Yeah, obviously there's that stat where they say no one's ever won it from outside the top four, but I think, records are there to be broken, and that's something that we're not going to shy away from, is to be that first team to ever do that. And I'd say, as a lot of boys from Canberra have said, they've got nothing to lose, and so do we. It's do or die footy from here on in, and it's winner takes all. So I think we're playing with a lot of confidence, a bit of swagger. Not from me, but from our superstar players in Latrell, Cody Walker, and the likes of that. And I'm just excited for this next challenge and what it brings. It's it's just an exciting time of year, finals footy, and always grateful that I get the opportunity to put on that Rabbitohs jersey, go out there and have the fans behind us, and to be able to play in a final series. As both you boys know, it's a pretty tough gig playing rugby league, and to be playing in the final series is, you still got to pinch yourself every day.
Yeah, and another big battle this week against the Sharkies, who have come off that really close loss, that golden point game. How do you make sure you're not as nervous or as you were last week? Do you listen to something like this?
Yeah.
Is that yours? Is that your?
That's your. You're that a fan of his, aren't you?
Yeah, I love him.
Luke Combs. Yeah.
Luke Combs, I do. He's on my music playlist before the game. I'm sort of relaxed, mellow sort of music listener before a game. I like to just try and stay relaxed as possible. So Luke Combs will be on the he'll be on the cards, and I actually just bought a ticket to his concert next year. I'll be standing in the mosh pit going absolutely mental for him, I reckon. Break out a few tears like the girls do with Justin Bieber.
We heard there's only two types of music as far as Jai Arrow is concerned, country and western.
That's it.
Is that right? It wouldn't be too, would there be too many boys in the club that are listening to the same music as you?
Yeah, absolutely. They all do. We all get around it, actually. So you can't beat it. You can't beat country music, I'm telling you.
I want to see you guys line
Grab
dancing
a beer,
after a try.
Yeah, well, I can't do that, but well, I can hold a beer in my hand and listen to country music. It's my favourite thing.
Hey, you said you were mellow before the game. Now, a little birdie that's inside your playing group there said you're one of the biggest pains in the ass before a game.
Who said that?
I'm not going to divulge my...
Your sources?
My sources. They said you're annoying.
I can be annoying. Like, I do like to annoy people before the game, but then just sort of do my own thing. I'd say I'm relaxed, but at the same time annoying, but I wouldn't say annoying too much, so I don't know who's telling fibs. I'd love you to snitch on them so I could have a word to them, but clearly you're rock solid with them.
Sats, I reckon you put him under the blowtorch.
I'll do it now.
Yep.
Okay. You ready?
Have you done this before, Joy? Sats a blowtorch?
Well, I've asked him. I've got some different ones for Joy.
All right.
Yeah, here we go. The toughest questions you'll have this year. Now, Jai Arrow, you got two players here, Damien Cook and Cam Murray. You got to choose one of those two. If you got two tickets to, okay, Luke Combs. You got two tickets to Luke Combs' concert. There's one for you and the other one between Damien Cook and Cam Murray. Who do you take?
Oh, geez, that's a tough... I would have to say Camo, only because he lives close.
Give you a lift.
Give me a lift, and he's a country boy, and I know he loves Luke Combs. So
okay,
Camo.
Okay, out of those two players, which one would you like to mute for 24 hours?
Well, Camo doesn't really say much, so it has to be Cookie with his shit jokes.
Okay, I think this one would be pretty easy. If you had a 2-man relay running for your life, out of those two players over 100 meters, who do you pick?
Oh.
Yeah.
Cookie.
Oh, he's a beach sprinter, didn't you know?
Apparently, there's a rumour, apparently he was a beach sprinter. So.
Yeah, we've heard that. Okay, out of those two, which one would be the first to leave on Mad Monday?
Cookie. Cookie.
Okay.
That's the best question I've been asked.
Okay, the last one. Okay, if one of those two had to tell a joke for your life and the crowd had to laugh, which one would it be?
Cookie's got crap jokes. So that's hard. Maybe Cookie's shit joke will make the crowd laugh because it's horrible. But then Camo might be undercover.
Yeah.
He might have undercover dad jokes as well.
Yeah,
so. I'm on the fence with that.
Yeah. He seems too perfect, Cam Murray. That's the problem with him, isn't it? Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Joy, you got a massive game on Saturday night at Allianz Stadium to go one step closer to another grand final appearance. And it's always great that you take time out to give us some of your time on Sports Day. So thanks for joining us, mate, and good luck on Saturday night.
No worries, boys. Thank you.
Have fun at the Luke Combs concert.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Hope you've enjoyed the podcast with Badge and Sats on Sports Day. If you get the chance at any stage to listen to the show live, make sure you tune in each and every night, Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m.
When making the double chicken deluxe at Macca's, we wanted to improve on the perfect combo of tender Aussie chicken with cheese, tomato and aioli. So we doubled it. Chicken and Macca's together and loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.